Watching too many Babe Ruth movies, George. It's kind of a funny hat, wouldn't you say? Like the kind the gas station attendant said the guy with the Jeep cans wore.
Why do you think Cord killed Mo?
I know he did. So do you.
Is the blackmail letter
the letter.
Leb Croc. Jesus, I win the prize. Alexander Cutter underestimates the rich. I was one. It's simple, Rich. It's real easy. Your picture was in the paper, remember? Page one. He knew who you were from the first, and not only you, but me, Valerie, and Mo. You think we haven't been watched? He may be scared, but he's smart and powerful. Yeah, he had your baptism papers within the first half hour. A list of your friends and every broad you've racked for the past 10 years. You never had to deliver any blackmail letter. All you had to do was go to the court building.
So what are you gonna do?
It's not a question of what I'm gonna do. It's a question of what you're gonna do with the time you got left. They weren't after Mo. They were after you. He just didn't see you leave.
Not I left. She was pretty depressed. You know, things got kind of heavy.
You're unbelievable. You are truly unbelievable. What a monster fucking ego. I mean, you walk out on a girl and what choice has she got? She just head straight for the oven, right? I mean, what's left her? Nice, Rich. Really nice.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm gonna walk. I know you're gonna try. I know you're gonna try to do your little walk. Richard Bone always does his famous walk. Walk! Walk.
Light white, ride above the street.
she would start, right?
What's all of that?
Oh, Jesus, don't patronize me.
I'm not.
You're patronizing me.
No, no, it's just a party, I'm a little buzzed, and have a nice time. I don't want to do a thing, and I'm just...
I don't know if this guy's your boyfriend or not, but just so you know, when you were in the bathroom, he was totally checking me out.
What? What is
Harry?
It out here with these women?
Oh, please, Harry, they're no different from anywhere else.
Yes, they are. These are damaged goods. Every one of them from way back. I'm telling you, you take a guy who sleeps with 100 women a year, going to his childhood, dollars to donuts, it's relatively unspectacular. Now, you take one of these gals, sleeps with 100 guys a year, and I bet you if you look in their childhood, there's something rotten in Denver.
Denmark.
That too, but it's abandonment, it's abuse, it's my uncle put his ping-ping in my papa, and then they all come out here. I mean, it's literally like someone took America by the East Coast and shook it, and all the normal girls managed to hang on.
Okay. Everybody who hates Harry here, raise their hand.
See that? Obedient little bitches, too.
Fuck you!
Hey.
Everybody out there ready? It goes a 1, 2, 3, and perfection to Dean is quite essential. He has to live up to his potential.
I work real hard all day and night. I get to it and do it cause I want it right. I got bass.
Tone.
I use.
Hours, and I suppose you'd like to see her right now. Come on out.
I just
Come on out, Elizabeth, and show these people who I know.
Hot Rod and the Macho Man. Man, well, I can see obviously why you picked her over Albano. There you go.
Well, Albano doesn't have the same pizzazz that Elizabeth has got, if you will.
Tell me something. Now, do you handle all his affairs?
Oh, well, all I have to say is I'm truly thrilled to be here on Piper's Pit with you today. Of course, is that I'm in the corner with the Macho Man, Randy Savage. He's the biggest thrill.
You're in the corner of the Macho Man? This is Ace. You should have shaved, Ace. Should have shaved for the lady.
Right now, I want you.
No! Can I have a kiss? Can I?
Oh,
no, not from you. Not from you, man. From her. Otherwise, no.
Love is but a song we sing, fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Together, try to love one another right now. Together, try to love one another right now.
I'm Anita Horgarth.
Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart.
What the fuck?
Not her wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. I'm sorry, uncle. Maisie Russell's uncle. I'm her uncle.
I'm assistant principal here, as you've probably noticed from the indications on the door.
This door?
You mean outer door.
The outer door?
Yes.
Because there's nothing on this one.
That's just about enough of that.
Just trying to levitate the situation.
I've been an educator for 31.3 years, and in that time, I've seen a lot of bad eggs. I say eggs because at the elementary level, we are not dealing with fully developed individuals. I see a bad egg when I look at your niece.
You better clean your fucking loop.
She is a twiddler, a dreamer, a silly heart. She is a jabberbox.
What did you say?
And frankly, I don't think she takes a thing in her life or her career as a student seriously.
She's only six.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day, and I dismiss it.
What the fuck did you just say?
I don't think I want to know a six-year-old who isn't a dreamer or a silly heart. And I sure don't want to know one who takes their student career seriously. I don't even have a job.
She making fun of me?
But I know a good kid when I see one. Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good. You so much as scowl at my niece or any other kid in this school, and I hear about it, and I'm coming looking for you. Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Thanks, gorgeous. Go fuck yourself.
Good day to you, madam.
Yeah.
Suffering away. place explodes as the Hulkster has made his presence in the Royal Rumble. Snooker!
Oh, and Hulk Hogan eliminates the Superfly.
Hogan going right after Haku. Now to the other corner. Hulk Hogan, you talk about preparation. Hogan is ready. Yeah!
Eliminated Haku.
So now the Hulkster quickly eliminates two. Martel and Santana. The Warrior in there with him.
Every man for himself.
It really is. The Honky Tonk Man to the ride, and the Hulkster levels in. Watch out! Martel! Santana! Santana's out!
And we're down to four guys. Honky Tonk, the model Rick Martel, the Ultimate Warrior, and the champion Hulk Hogan.
As you see Martel and the Warrior going at it.
Shawn Michaels of the Rockers.
Shawn Michaels makes it five in the ring.
And Honky Tonk, Hogan eliminating the Honky Tonk Man. Shawn Michaels eliminated by the Warrior. And Rick Martel eliminated by the Warrior. And look at this. Look at this.
My God.
Hulk Hogan and the Warrior.
There is not a person sitting down. Everyone on his feet. Look at the eyes of the Hulkster. The eyes of the Warrior.
Whoa! What a matchup this is going to be. The Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, one-on-one.
Hold on to your seats. This place is going to explode.
Whoa, nobody moves. Again,
oh my God.
Nobody moves.
Look at this.
Crisscross.
The Hulkster's down. He missed a clothesline.
Oh, and they clotheslined each other. They're both down.
Thank you.
round of golf. Somewhere you will find the clue, no cheating. You must play the entire round. Do not go directly to the 18th hole.
Come on, let's go to the 18th hole.
You moron. Can't you follow instructions?
Yeah.
Listen, you want to win, don't you? Now, come on! Give me some room! Told you so. Read it out loud.
Dear team, I told you not to cheat. Now, if you want to find the clue, you have to go back and start all over. Love, Leon. P.S. You lost your ball.
Get out of my way!
Unfortunately, there is one thing that stands between me and that property. The rightful owners. There must be some way of scaring them off, of driving them out, of getting rid of every human being alive. It's down the hall and to the left.
No, sir. What? Sir.
What?
I got it.
You do? What? What? What?
I know how we can run everybody out of Rock Ridge.
How?
We'll kill the firstborn male child in every household.
Too Jewish. Let's see.
I got it! I got it!
You do? What?
We'll work up a number six on them.
Number six? I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, that's where we go a-riding into town. A whopping and a whomping. Every living thing that moves within an inch of its life. Except the women folks, of course.
You spare the women?
No, we rape the shit out of them at the number six dance later on.
That's marvelous. That's so creative.
We'll be right back.
How you doing?
Fall in, it's over!